Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia is set to become the first city in the U.S. with a medically supervised injection site for opioid users after a federal judge confirmed his earlier ruling that the sites are not illegal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Judge Gerald McHugh entered a final order in a lawsuit that U.S. Attorney William McSwain brought against the nonprofit Safe House to prevent it from opening a safe injection site. Safe House President Rhonda Goldfein says the order clears away legal obstacles to the site.
We were gratified that he stood by his analysis that we do not have an illegal purpose.
McSwain promises to appeal the order, but Goldfein says Safe House can still move forward.
Our plans are to provide this evidence-based initiative and to open it as soon as possible.
There were more than 1,100 overdose deaths in Philadelphia in 2018, more than 500 in the first 6 months of last year. After a close encounter with a casualty of the opioid crisis, a Bucks County high school student came up with a device that not only dispenses a life-saving drug, but can also alert emergency services. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Central Bucks West senior Kanish Nazareth came up with the idea for Oddbox, odd spelled O-D, as an overdose after he found the body of someone near a soccer field in Philadelphia who appeared to have died from opioid use.
It really made it an issue that I felt like I had to address because it was affecting areas that are very close to my heart.
He says he and some friends came up with a design not only of a box that could hold Narcan, but also one that can automatically call for help when someone pulls Narcan out of it. He says the boxes could be put anywhere.
Narcan is harmless to anyone without opioids in their system. A student at Temple University was struck and killed in a hit-and-run Monday night just before 9, and KYW's Mike Daugherty reports police now believe they're getting closer to the driver.
Police say the driver was speeding and going the wrong way on 8th Street when he hit 27-year-old Ajay Agnihorty. Accident Investigation Division Captain Mark Overwise says the victim was in the crosswalk.
We all walk around and we cross the street all the time. I'm not looking for a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed from that direction, obviously. The pedestrian did everything they were supposed to do.
He says they recovered the damaged vehicle about 2 blocks away and have tried to contact the owner, but so far they haven't spoken to anybody.
The incident was recorded on nearby doorbell cameras. Anyone with information is asked to call police. Governor Phil Murphy is hoping the third time's the charm for his millionaire's tax proposal. He made another pitch for the tax in his budget address in Trenton yesterday, as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
He's tried twice before, but Governor Murphy has failed to get the legislature to approve an increase in income taxes for people making more than $1 million a year. He proposed the idea again during his budget address.
We can keep this progress going, but only with recurring and sustainable revenues. And there is no better alternative than a millionaire's tax.
Murphy also plans to move state workers to less expensive health care plans.
As for his own health, Murphy said he was humbled by the outpouring of support after his announcement last weekend. He's having surgery to remove a tumor on his kidney. Well, New Jersey could join New York State and other major cities across the country in outlawing declawing of animals like cats. KYW's John McDevitt reports the proposed bill banning the medical procedure is moving through the legislature.
Bill S-920 is sponsored by Senator Troy Singleton of Del Ran. He says declawing is seen by many as a quick fix for unwanted scratching by cats. However, he says these invasive procedures are medically unnecessary and can cause lasting physical problems and other consequences for cats. The restriction would prohibit the removal of claws of cats and other animals unless medically necessary, like extracting a cancerous tumor. Violators could face a fine of up to $1,000 and up to 6 months in jail.
Many of those opposed to the ban say declawing could be the difference between life and death. If the owner doesn't want the animals in the home, it could be surrendered to a shelter where it could be euthanized. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.